Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Sorry, the past few weeks I've been there at Israel, been around, so happy to be back, Baruch Hashem. Happy to be back together learning Torah. I was upset getting on the plane, but Nunu, the Baruch Hashem, wants to come back. We had my Rebbe here this week, Baruch Hashem, so good to be back, be learning Torah, but Baruch Hashem, next time we learn, we should be zocher to be in Eretz Yisrael. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Parsha and Rosh Chodesh Adar a little bit, and maybe connected a little bit all together as the Shem is brought. We go to page 2. Page 2 is a beautiful idea from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes on the Pasuk, V'rapo Yerape. And he says such a beautiful insight. He says that if you look in Parshas Beshalach, Chodesh Baruch Zani Hashem Rofecha. Rofecha is with a fey. It's the soft. Here, Yerape, Yerape, right, Chazal teach from, we learn from here, that the doctors have the ability to be able to heal. It's a lashon of it's v'rapo yirape, as the Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Baal Terem, I think, says the same thing. It's a little of a lashon kasha. He says, why the difference? Why in Beshalach it says ani Hashem rofecha, softer rofecha? I don't know the dictuk language, but it's they don't have the dagish inside the pay. And here with the earthly doctors, with the physical, the human doctors, it's yirape. It's with the dagish inside. So he says a beautiful idea. He says when the Rabbeinu Shem heals, Hashem Baruch Hu heals his children. It's there's no pain. It's done with a soft touch. Everyone knows when you go to a doctor, especially when you take that strep test, which I hate. It's the worst. That brown stick, and he puts it down your throat. And I'm clutching at the thing and pushing the doctor's hand away. It's a guy or a girl, whatever. I'm pushing their hand away. It has a little bit. It's a little bit of tsar there. It's a little bit of pain. That's why he says v'rapo yirape. It's a little stronger. It's rougher. V'atam bazer, the second paragraph. Ki harafu bebaster v'adam eina elayde tsar v'toyrach shu yisbol hasam o amashka amar. It's bitter medicine, or that stick, that wooden stick. I'm telling you. Even just seeing the wooden stick, I get scared. It's in that little bowl. It's the worst. Avar fush al garish baruchu benachas ein sham sam klar klal. The Rabbeinu Shem heals with zero pain, and that's why in Bashalach it says ani Hashem rofecha without the dogish, and here in Mishpatim it's with the dogish. It's a little kasha. It reminds me of a chidah. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, I think, that Tova Rofim the Gehenim, the best of doctors are going to go to Gehenim. So there's a lot of good mafarshim in it, but I always love the chida. What does that mean? The best doctors are going to go to Gehenim. So he says Tova's gematria is 17. He says Tova Rofim the Gehenim means that they only say 17 brachas in Shmon Esar. The 18th bracha before the Lamashinim was included. Rafa'inu, they say Rafa'inu, but they don't really mean it. They say, hey, look at me. I'm a big doctor. You know where I went to medical school? You know who I learned under? Oh, I'm a chosh of a guy. You know how many people lining up to get prescriptions from me? I'm not making fun. Toiv aro from the Gehenim. You think that you're in charge? You think you're God? You think you're the Rabbeinu Shem? You're going to see where you're going. Tov. 17. A beautiful insight from the Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Chidah. Moving on to idea number 3. Idea number 2. Let's do 10 ideas. Idea number 2. The Chassam Sofer on page 3, the son of the Chassam Sofer, says in the Pasuk, in Perek, page 3, Chassam Sofer, Perek of Beis, Pasuk of Dalet. Actually, the next 3 ideas are going to be on this Pasuk. In Kesef Tal Ves Ami Esani Imach. The Pasuk says, when you lend my nation money, and you're going to give to the poor amongst you. The Ksav Sofer says something so pashut. I wish the whole world would listen to this, but unfortunately, this is not the way of the world. It says all mitzvahs are supposed to be done in public. So there's an inyan of Barov Am Hajas Melech. But the whole essence of tzedakah, it's supposed to be done Nova. It's supposed to be done b'tznius, privately. It's not supposed to be done on, put it on per someone's buildings and this and that. Okay, if it's just for someone's yard, say great. That's why he says the Sezek Sofer in Kesa Tavas Ani Eshani Imach Eshani Imach. Second to last line, Shelo Yeh Acher Beinechem Ela Ha'Ani V'Ata. When you give tzedakah, you don't have to go telling the whole world that you give tzedakah. where you have to go put it on a flyer, put it here, put it there. Maybe the flyer is important for people to know that, you know, that to give Hakaras HaTov, okay. But at the end of the day, when you give tzedakah, to make sure you're doing it for the right intentions. You're not doing it so you put so you could put your name on some building, because that's the opposite of the whole essence of tzedakah. That's Esa'ani Imach. Imach, implying it should be you and him. It should be you and him. The whole parsha is Ben Adam Lechavero everywhere. The entire parsha, right? Rashi says in the second, in the first Rashi, what's Ve'ela Mishpatim? Right? Elu Harishonu B'Sinai, Af Elu B'Sinai. Just like the first ones are a Sinai, this whole parsha is Nash screaming of Ben Adam Lechavero. Screaming, Mesechtus, Mamish Ben Adam Lechavero. The pinnacle thing of Ben Adam Lechavero is making sure to do it in a private, in a caring, in a sensitive manner. The second you start to tell a million people, I don't know, Mamish bothers me. Not just me, I'm saying it's... Usually the people that do that are the people that they need the cover. They need it. I'm not here to judge anyone, but at the end of the day, when we do give tzedakah, maybe the only thing we could do is make sure to be able to do it in the proper way. Adid number three. Well, I'm getting really heated here. We didn't even start yet. Okay. Adid number three is from the Pituchei Chotam. We've never quoted from him. Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzera, one of the Abu Chatzeras. Beautiful, beautiful insight on page number four. So he says a gevaldic thing. He says that when you do tzedakah, was anyone here the other night for Rav Weinberger? Because when Rav Weinberger spoke, he said, when you do the mitzvah tzedakah, you're actually causing Yudke Vavke. You're actually causing the Shekhinah to come. He says, I'm getting a little Kabbalistic here, if that's okay. Everyone over here over 40? Okay, that was a joke. That's a machlokus. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, just me. Okay, whatever. So he says, let's read it inside. Second paragraph. When a person gives tzedakah, you're actually causing the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to be revealed. Okay, so let's go through the Yud Kevavke. When you give the shekel or the coin or the dollar to the ani, that's the yud. Right? A yud kind of looks like a coin. Shal Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. What happens? Vahazaroah. V'hayad shel hanosin k'neged havav. When you stick out your hand is the vav, right? The vav is the straight thing. You stick out your arm. So that represents. So far we have yod and you have yod and vav. U'v'hazaroah v'hayad shel hanosin k'neged havav v'hayeh shel Hashem v'alay baruchu. And then we have the hand of the giver. Wait, one second. Did I read that already? V'hayad shel mekabel k'neged havav shel Hashem v'alay baruchu. Good. So he said that you have the hand of the person being the kabbalah. So you have the one second. So you have the coin. Let's do this together. You have the coin, and then the arm of the nosin.
And the hay also.
The hay of the mekabel. And yud kevavke, right?
Yeah, right. And yud of the mekabel is the second hay.
Yud of the second hay.
Right.
I'm getting a little confused here. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the coin, your arm. His arm and his hand, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's a little Kabbalistic. Take it home if you want. But the Shechina, he says, Shechina Shachin Ka. The idea that Tzedakah Gemilas Chasadim Shadim Osa. The more Tzedakah, the more Chasid you do, Gorim LaHashpia Shem Yud Kei BaShechina B'Sikar Shechina B'Shlemus. The more Chesed you do for others, the more Shechina you bring to the world. Right? I was just in Tzfat. My wife let me go up north. So if you go to the old cemetery in Tzfat, you go to Arizal's kever. The Arizal has one thing posted on his kever, on his seal. Anyone know what it is? Arizal said, before a person starts to daven, before he starts to pray, she mekabel himself the mitzvah of ahavta l'recha kamocha. This is actually been written in some nusach svar tzidurim. I don't think it's made into the art scroll yet, or into the Koran. Maybe it is in the Koran. Not yet. But that's what's written on his seal. And there's a lot of things that Arizal said. That's written on his seal. Before a person davens, takes upon himself the mitzvah of caring for my fellow brother and sisters. You ever think about that? Why daf that before davening? So pasha. I know with my own daughters. My daughter starts playing around with my other daughter's face, or like making fun of her. I'm not giving her candy or ice cream or whatever. If I see you playing nicely, then I'll give you whatever you want. I'm just using the mashal, not God. Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that his children are davening for each other, if he sees that they're caring for each other, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you whatever you want. That's the Shechina, Shachin Yud Kei. You care for each other, I give you whatever you want. What do you want to say? Yeah, 100%. I don't want to get very Kabbalistic. Yeah, but every mitzvah. Right. The Nesiva Shalom really talks about how, quotes from the Zohar, that the 632 mitzvahs are just not commandments, but they're ways of, they're pieces of advice. Pieces of advice how to cling to Hashem. It's a very loud sound. Piece of advice on how to cling to Hashem. We're getting a little off topic here, but that's what the Ksav Sofer says. Make sure to do it privately. Rabbi Yaakov B'Chatzera says, make sure to do it when you're doing that, you're actually bringing the Shechina. Page number 5, Adiyah number 4. Adiyah number 4, comes from the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Rabbi Simon said this in Shir, when I was in Shir NYU with him, and it always blew me away. It changes the way you look at Stuka. I didn't give you the whole Or Chaim, I just gave you the second half. He says, what's the real shot behind in Kesef Talvas Asani Mach? He says, you should know that Rabbeinu Shalom gave you the money, but it's not your money. He gave you to be the shliach. He gave you to be the messenger. But it's really the ani's money. But you're the messenger. So as the ani imach means that it's really his money. But you're the messenger. The money's not really yours. Excuse me. It's actually someone else. It's others. The poor amongst you. You have to be able to give to him. To know that it's his.
You're giving him his own money.
You're giving him back his own money. And if you actually look at that Rashi, look at the Rashi over there. Rashi says there's 3 times in the whole entire Torah where im is not if. Im is when. Rabbi Shmuel brings it down. And when is one of those times? It's here. It's not when you lend money or when you feel like you have enough money to give or when you have enough money in your bank account. No, no, no. It's when. It's not if. It's when. Because the mitzvah tzedakah is not just giving your own money. It's giving back the money that's actually his. 3 ideas on this pasuk. Ksav Sofer, make sure to do it in a proper way. B'yachad Luchatzer, who told us to make sure that when you're doing it, you're literally causing the Shechina to come down. And to be able to know, the Or Chaim says that at the end of the day, when you're doing it, you're giving back the money that he actually owns. You're just the Shliach. The Ribbono Shel Olam just put it in your for you to be able to get tzchar. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim, page number 6. I know it's a little confusing because the cover page really throws us off, but no, the cover page is important. So the Chavetz Chaim writes on the pasuk in the parsha Chav Gimel Dalet, Ki sivka shor yivcha ochamaro ta hashav tishiven olam. So what happens? You meet the ox of your enemy, or the horse, or the donkey of your enemy. Ta hashav tishiven olam. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make sure to return it to Hashem as Aveda. Father Chavetz Chaim is such a beautiful lashon. He says, you think Hashem as Aveda only refers to physical possessions? You think Hashem as Aveda only refers to when someone drops their wallet? Like, I know, there's a street in Israel called King George. Yeah, everyone knows King George. So I remember exactly where I was. I'd say like 8 or 9 years ago. I was walking past Yafo and King George. You know Yafo and King George? Like a block up towards Ben Yehuda. And I remember this woman came over to me and she said, excuse me, you dropped your, I'm not sure if it was my wallet or my phone, I think it was my wallet. And she like, and I dropped it like 2 blocks away and she like ran after me. And every time I go to that spot in Yerushalayim, like there's certain spots where you're just like wow. Look at the Jewish people. She ran two. Yeah, I should say a bracha. When I said, every time I passed by where I got into car accident, and also I always have that recollection. But you think Hashava Saveda only applies to wallets in Yerushalayim? Hashava Saveda applies to a Jewish soul just as much as a Jewish wallet. Look what the Chavetz Chaim says. Second paragraph. The Torah is going out of its way to talk about Jewish money. I'm talking about LeBron. Jewish money. Afilo achamaro al siv, even if on the animals. Right, the animal's straight off the way. And you've emitted the rice now to go bring it back. Kol shekein. Shetzorech l'rachim am nefesh ha-yisraelis. Shetoa min aderech. Fili mitzorech omol rav laheshiva. Says the Chavetz Chaim. And everyone thinks that the Chavetz Chaim is living in peachy times in Europe. Jews are falling to the side, left and right. Just look at what the Pizetzer Rebbe was writing in Chovas HaTamidim. Jews were falling off the derech left and right. I don't like that term, off the derech. They were forgetting who they were. In Europe, not everything was peachy. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you think Hashem Aveda only refers to physical possessions? The Rebbeinu Shem is only talking about here for us to be able to realize, Kol Shekein, what a Lashon. You think you're learning Gemara here? Kol Shekein of our Jewish soul. Right? And he quotes the Gemara about the Metziah, Lamanaf, Lamanaf. Next paragraph, he did you a darshan from the Metziah. Afil me'apamim
doesn't only apply to the Watts. Mizeh nilmon af inyono shetzach lamon afil me'apamim hatos esatoyim al adarach yeshar darach Hashem.
That there's a guy in your community or someone who's not keeping Shabbos anymore, you don't throw him out of the house.
Rabbi Rav Weinberger talked about this all the time. He gets phone calls from people, kids who decided to stop keeping Shabbos. So the parents' initial reaction, throw them out of the house. Chas v'sholom. You think that's going to bring your kid back to Judaism by throwing him out of the house? You have to with more love and more sensitivity and more understanding, and with those open eyes, that'll bring them back. Afilu me'apamim doesn't just only refer to Jewish wallets, first to Jews themselves. Such an incredible insight of Chavetz Chaim. I thought that was just a beautiful way just to look at the world at large. Divrei Yisrael on page 7, idea number 6. Divrei Yisrael was the Mazhar Tzur Rebbe. So he quotes from his grandfather, Rabbi Chazkel of Kozhmir, Chav Dalad Yud Beis, towards the end of the parsha. Alei Ahara Ve'ayesham, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go up the mountain and you shall be there. This is idea number 6. Go up the mountain and you shall be there. Says Rabbi Chazkel of Kozhmir, Ve'ayesham Kimiyusar, it's extra. If you're going to go up the mountain, then you're going to be there. Weimar actually spoke about this I had the schuss to drive him from Miami back and forth. Even 4 days after coming back from Eretz Yisrael, so I pushed myself very hard. So he says, listen to what he says. He says, before you look at inside, he says, you know, people could be somewhere physically, but they could be somewhere spiritually, mentally, in a totally different world. Like the Kedushas Levi once went over to someone after Mincha and said, welcome back from the marketplace from Leipzig. He said, Rebbe, I've never been to Leipzig before. He's like, yeah, no, you're thinking about Leipzig, you're in the middle of Mincha. If you're the Kedushas Levi, you could say that, Doc. A person is where your thoughts are. It means people could be right now, we could be learning Torah in Boca Raton Synagogue, or I could be thinking about what's going on in New York City with the New York Knicks making a disastrous trade. I'm sorry, I'm going back to that. Right? Are we thinking about Torah or are we thinking about the Knicks? Trying to focus on the Torah right now. Says, Rechaz of Kushmer, the Rebbe Shem Sal Moshe, Alei Ahara, Dehayesham. Be there physically, but more importantly, be there mentally. Be present. The Amr Kigol Namashu Mishu Eitzel, turning over to page 8. Mishu Eitzel Rabo, Imroshu Machshavta Bebeso, Harifi Ilu Eno Sham Kal Eitzel Rabo. If you're going to be by your Rebbe, this happens to me all the time. You go to the Kotel, and I feel nothing. Because I'm not there. I'm looking at my phone, I'm worried about my wife, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, seeing how cold it was. It was actually snowing in Yerushalayim last week, it was great. I mean, the taxi drivers didn't know what they were doing, but nice. It was great for my Floridian daughter who never saw snow. Right? If you could be physically somewhere but not there at all. Zesh and Emor, Alei Ahara, Ve'ayeshem, Daiga Ka'omer. At the end of the day, be there. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov, Mokom Shamachshava Sho'odom, Magash Sham Hu Kulam. Where your thoughts are, that's where you are. You are where your thoughts are. Like Machan Ephraim quotes this from his grandfather, Baal Shem Tov, you are where your thoughts are. It means physically you could be somewhere, but spiritually you're in a different place. Gavimiger was talking about it earlier in the week. He said that, you know, he sees couples that they just totally disconnect. They could be physically in the same house with their wife, but spiritually they're not in the same world. They're just not there. At dinner, I remember just looking at the airport. Everyone's scrolling up and down, and including myself. Sometimes I go out with my wife. It's okay. Phone's away. Done. Finished. Let's just be present. Be present. Stop worrying about all this and that. Be present, people. Idea number 8. Moving on to page 9. La'anshei kodesh tiyunli. The pasuk says, Chavdal alamed. Rabbon Hashem says, I want you to be holy people. I want you to be holy human beings. So Rav Gittel Eisner was the... He was a survivor. Rav Gittel Eisner was a survivor. I think Rav Judah Michel for getting me his farm. And he quotes, he was the mashkiach, I believe, in Yeshiva Sasemis. He quotes... From the Kutzker, in the bold on the right side, Menshach Helig, Omar HaKutzker Rebbe. Yoshmiras HaKadosh B'maisa Enosh B'sachulosav. What's Anshei Kodesh? Anshei Kodesh. Says the Kotzker. The Rebbe Shem says, I don't want malachim. I don't need people who are going to fast every Monday and Thursday. I want people who are going to, on Mondays and Thursdays, you're going to make a berachas hamazon. Make sure to do it in a holy way. Like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. B'chol derechecha de'eyo. How do you know the Rebbe Shem all those ways? Achila, shesia, shechiva, halicha. It's all yudhei, yudhei, yudhei. When you do all these physical actions, the most physical thing, go to the bathroom, make sure you do it in a spiritual way. Going out to eat, make sure to have a little more kavana before you take a little bite of that steak. Anshei Kodesh Tiyulni, says the Kotzker. Make sure to do it in a holy way. So he started off the whole shiur where he started off the Maisa talking a lot about Ben Adam Lechaveiro. Let's review and then we'll finish off with the connection to other. He started off with the Rebbeinu B'chai, the difference between Ani Hashem Rofecha. Right, we had seven ideas here, right? Seven ideas. Ani Hashem Rofecha, in Parshas B'shach, it's a soft lashem. Here and then in the Parshas V'rapa Yirape, says Rebbeinu B'chai, and the Baal Torah says the same idea. Because when a physical doctor, a human doctor, tells his refuas, still sometimes he gets the cure done, but still a little tsar. Still a little bitter, that medicine, the antibiotic. Still a little bitter. Rebbe Shem curious, it's softer. Ani Hashem Rofecha. Second idea, then we quoted the Chida, Tova Rosh and the Gehenim, Tova's Gematria 17, because they only said 17 brachas with Kavanah. Ksav Sofer, and we had Rav Yaakov, Luchatzer, and the Orchaim, all in the Pasuk of Mkesef Tal Vesami, 2, 3, 4 here. Ksav Sofer says, Es Ha'ani Imach, means, when you do the Tzedakah, make sure you do it, you and him. It doesn't have to be on your iPhone, it doesn't have to be on your on the building. If you're doing it Leilu Nishmas, that's one thing, that's great. But it doesn't have to be on the whole fanfare. Yachab Uchatzer, it says that Yudhei Bavei, when the person giving the tzedakah, you're actually causing the Shekhinah's name to come down, to be revealed in that place. And the Or Chaim says it's such a beautiful idea. It's Ana Imach means you're actually getting that his money. It's his money. The Rebbeinu Shem just made you the middleman. He made you the Shliach. The fifth idea we quote from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said, you have to return someone's animals, even if you're an enemy. And the Chavetz Chaim said, the Rebbeinu Shem cares so much about money, about Jewish money. How much more so does he care about Jewish souls too? Making sure never to get frustrated. Sometimes we think with our children, we're trying our best and they're not getting it. They're not getting it, our students aren't getting it. We know, we keep on plugging away, like the Gemara says, Afilu Me'a Pa'amim. Hashef Tishivenu. Afilu Me'a Pa'amim. To return the souls, to try to help Jews feel a little more Jewish. In Devar Yisrael, the Majlitzer quoted his grandfather, Chetzal Kushmir, who says, Ba'alei Hara, Ye'eshem Adin, number 6. He goes up the mountain and he's there. Why does he go up the mountain and be there? Because a person can be physically somewhere, but mentally they're in a different world. Mentally in a different world. You could be here in the middle, you could be in the middle of Leipzig. Or you could be at the Kotel and be in the Boca, or you could be in Boca and be at the Kotel. I was just at the Kotel. Wasn't at the Kotel the whole time. Or you could be here, but a person's in a good place, you can manage be by the Kotel. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov said. You are where your thoughts are. Now finally, idea number 7, Anshei Kodesh Tiyulni. Anshei Kodesh Tiyulni means Rebbe Shem says, I want you to be people. Be normal. But make sure to do it in a spiritual way. Make sure to make brachos. Make sure to act. Act in a refined way. Just the last three pages, we'll quote a few ideas just to get ready for Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yishenichnas Adar Marvim Simcha, page number 10. Page number 10 is from the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael was the Alexander Rebbe. So he said this in a piece on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yishenichnas Adar Marvim Simcha. He says, what's the simcha of being in other, you know, any nasimcha who is smach by Hashem, it's not because your team won the Super Bowl or because you got the good boxes and that you got 7-4, so they won 27-24. You guys know what I'm talking about with everyone with the boxes?
No.
You know, there are these gambling things now that you know what I'm talking about. There's some people who that I'm not gonna say for myself, but if let's say the score on Sunday ends in the first quarter 14-10, the 4-0, so then you get like a certain amount of money. And then the end, the second half, and then you get real big money when it comes to the end of the game. This is what I heard, not that I know myself. I don't know. I remember in high school, if the end of the game is 27-24, and then you have a 7 for the Patriots and a 4 for the Rams, you get the whole ganzavel. So that's the simcha. That's not the simcha, says the Alexander Rebbe. Inyan simcha l'smoch b'Hashem, to know that you're part of His chelik. We get to be part of His chelik, as the pasuk says in Devarim. Ki chelik Hashem imo Yaakov chel v'nachlasu. What?
Amo.
Amo.
That were Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation. He quotes the Medrash, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, you know what the ikar part of also no understanding you're part of his nation? Is that you're part of his nation. Not just part of his nation, but his nation. You're part of his brothers and sisters. How does a Jew have tremendous simcha always? In a very, very dear way. The ben adam lechaveru, the way you treat each other, the way you have friends and achdus, that'll actually help your simcha. The more love you have for yourself, the more you have love for others, that'll increase your simcha. And he quotes, that's actually in the left paragraph, that's exactly the last thing that Esther tells Mordechai before she goes in unwarranted to Achashverosh. Slech kenosos kol yehudim, gather the Jews together. Hainu, shetikanes osam b'chfunya b'guda achas yachle v'avam le'echle. Make sure you gather them together. Make sure that at the end of the day when you cure them, you do it in a soft way. Make sure at the end of the day you do it in a modest way. Make sure you do it to make sure that they don't feel like a chefsa shel mitzvah. Realize that you're doing it because you want to. When you do kiruv, make sure that kiruv? Kiruv? I hate that word. Kiruv. What's kiruv? Kiruv means you're being closer. Kiruv, derech, these words, it's mamash the worst. To make sure that you're present when you're talking to someone. That's ben adam lechaveru, and that's exactly what Alexander was saying. You want to know how to have simcha? Care for each other. At the end of each other, connect with each other. Page number 11 is the sefer. I highly, highly recommend this sefer. It's called Sichos Ba'avodas Hashem. It's very hard to get in Florida, but you can definitely get it online. So it's this Rav from Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Elazar Meizlish. Just beautiful, beautiful essays on different times of the year. So he quotes he quotes on Mishnah this Adam Arba Simcha, and he quotes the Chos of Lublin, the second line. He says, what's so special about Adar? What's so special? So he quotes the Gemara, no, tells us in Beit Tazvaz on Amar Beis, HaRotze Yishizkaimu Nechosav Yita Behen Ba'adar. Very famous Gemara, that if a person wants their fruits to last, they should plant in the month of Adar. He says, what's so special about Adar? That's what you're right. The Gemara says that you're supposed to make your court dates there, this and that. He says, what does this mean, says the Chosav? HaRotze Yishizkaimu Nechosav doesn't just mean your physical interactions, it means your tefilos. Yita Behen Ba'adar. Make sure to use Rosh Chodesh Adar in a real way. Now we know that the Moranayim tells us that Adar is Aleph Dar. The Rabbon Hashem comes to us in a he's always with us, but in a very special way. Adar he's with us even more so the rest of the year. Specifically Rosh Chodesh Adar, our tefillos are able to be miskabel much more. Rome Midrav Shakarosh Shazman Rosh Chodesh Adar. The last line of the first paragraph. The Zman of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mesugol Ma'ol the Kabbalahs of Tefilos. V'lachin, Yada Ko'echli, Natsal Heitav Zayom, Mazer, Lifo Me'achorish Be'ochol Kol Tov Sam. He said, that's what it means. HaRosh Yishkam and Nichasav Yita Behen Ba'adar doesn't just mean when it comes to your court dates or to your economical appointments. It refers to davening. Make sure when you daven, make sure to do it in a real way. Make sure to understand it.
More than other days?
More than other days. That's what Gemara says. He says the chasav doesn't refer to just to your possessions; it refers to your davening. It's a segula. This is a real Hasidic word. And finally, idea number 10. So that was 8 and 9. 8 is Yismach Yisrael. Make sure to have achdus going into other. 9 is known the power of tefillah. The power of tefillah. On page 12, idea number 10. He quotes. This is the Rebbe Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. Keep Shabbos every week till very late. I was there. I was at his tish Shal Shudis. It is in Madisdorf. You been there? He keeps. I know Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam in Yerushalayim was something like 6:15. No, that's the Amshinor. Rav Tzvi Meyer keeps Shabbos till around, I would say, 12:30. It was actually happened to be there. It was his son Shabbos Sherbach. So there's a lot more people. I was tired, so I only stayed for an hour. But so my friends told me they brought a keyboard there. It was crazy. So he writes in the last paragraph. He says, "You want to know how special Adar is, specifically in the leap year, b'chodesh Shvat v'Adar, u'beprat b'mei haShovavim. Specifically in these months, Shvat and Adar, and specifically in the days of Shovavim, nishba yam shal avas Hashem. There's a tremendous love of the Rabbon Hashem. There nirmas b'Shovavim osios shuv b'yam. Because if you look at the word Shovavim, which you all know, Shovavim stands for Shmos Vayera, Bobasach, Yisro Meshvatim, Zman, of doing Tshuva, Shmir Sinaim, Shmir Sabris. He says Shovavim is actually two words. Shuv, Biyam, to return in the sea. Shezgalo Shalahava, who bedavka on the bottom left. Shezgalo Shalahava, who bedavka Bizman Shal Yam. The love of the Rabbon Hashem is dafka specifically in the time of Yam. Bizman Shal Mayim Azim. Adirin. Kishish Mayim Hazidonim. Dafka Bizman Shal Mikolas Mayim Rabim Adirin. All right, so we're going to say this tomorrow morning. Mikolas Mayim Rabim Adirin. He says the number one time to feel the Rabbon Hashem's love in the whole time of Shovim is dafka Yam. Right, Yam is referring to Yisro Mishpatim. Adirim is Lashon of Adar. Nisgal Isha Ahavo Kedisa Besasemes. I'm not sure if you guys realize also, the way he writes is not, he's not writing a sefer. This is like tefillah. I'm not sure if you guys, you guys see that? It's like, he's like, whenever he writes, whenever he speaks, it's a tefillah. Shemi teva adram sha'esh v'mayim, shemayim mechavim is esh. Right, naturally, water covers fire. But water doesn't cover the fire. Then the fire gets very, very, very strong. Mishim came. Right, the pasuk says the great water is not able to conquer true love. How beautiful, how pleasant, how awesome is that water? Can't translate everything there. I can just tell you what he's saying. The Vitzimah is saying that Adar, specifically the end of Shovim, and that especially this year we have 2 more weeks Shovim Tat, tremendous time to feel the Rabbon Hashem's love. Right? We got through a very, very long winter where things look down, well, maybe not outside here, but in New York it's 4 degrees. Chicago, you can barely go outside your house. I have friends in Chicago. I have a friend who in Wisconsin is making a chasen tonight. They had to move the chasen inside. It's negative 40 degrees. It's something crazy. Man is nuts. Something changes on Tu B'Shvat. Mishenech Nisal the Marv Mesimcha doesn't not only talking about the natural world. We're getting a little closer to Yisias Mitzrayim. Purim and Pesach, they go together. Purim, Pesach, Shavuos. The Sanz Rebbe said, and this will close. Sanz Rebbe says that what's so special by Tu B'Shvat? What changes that Tu B'Shvat? You look at a tree. The trees are, they're still not here. I'm not talking about Boca. Talking about at large, there's nothing there. So Rashi says, rooted in the sap, things are starting to move. But Sanz Rebbe says something incredible. Sanz Rebbe says that when Tu B'Shvat comes, we're starting to come into a zman of tremendous love between us and the Baruch Hashem. How does he know that? Every 2 weeks, from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos, is another special day. Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the regular year is Purim. So let's say Purim Kata. Let's stick with the regular year. Purim, Shushan Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Pesach, Rosh Chodesh, then we have Lag Ba'Omer, Pesach Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then finally you get Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Lag Ba'Omer, and then you're by Shavuos. Every 2 weeks there's something else. There's something new happening. Because it's a time of a tremendous, there's a transformation happening. Not only in the natural world, but in the supernatural world, in the physical world, in the spiritual world. We should be Zoche Be'ez Hashem to take these messages of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the messages of Mishpatim, the messages of being holy people, the messages to understand at the end of the day that we're entering in this mind where Tefilas K'mamish B'Meskabel, but the Rabbi Hashem wants to see, you care for each other, right? Like the Arizal said, you can dive into the Rabbon Hashem, you scam it by hand by other, but you're diving for each other, you're diving for Klal Yisrael. At the end of the day, we should be talking about Hashem, to dive into the Rabbon Hashem, to dive for each other, and feel the Rabbon Hashem's love for us, Be'ez Hashem, this coming Shabbos, and this coming Rosh Chodesh Adar, Haba Aleinu Tova. Shabbos.